Claire is now 3 years old, and she's been going to Kids Ability for over 2 years.
Yeah.
When did you first become concerned?
Noticed that she was actually behind around 4 months old, but really didn't make any big deal about it until she was close to 10, 11 months, because she was having a hard time with eating. So I was really concerned. The doctors are like, well, we'll wait and see. And I was like, yeah, my kid can't eat like every other kid out there. She will just spit everything back out. So I knew Kids Ability existed, and I called them myself, and we went from there.
And what happened when you called them?
We were set up with the social services, and her name is Karen at Cambridge, and she set us up with a referral. She suggested OT, speech, and physio, just from the background I was giving her. And we had to go in for an assessment, and that's pretty much where it starts.
You took, I think, well, unique to what I know, of making that phone call yourself, because usually there's referrals put into place. So that worked out for you.
Yeah, most of the time the doctors or pediatricians or even the schools will call and refer kids. But because I found that the doctors were really pushing the wait and see, I didn't want to wait and see. No. My kid, there was obviously something wrong, and I wanted to make sure that she got in as early as she possibly could.
And as your mother, you weren't willing to sit back and
wait. No chance I was going to wait.
Well, because like the radiothon is, kids can't wait.
Yeah, no, they can't.
And you've seen some incredible progress.
Oh, yeah. She, from the time she started, we got into physio at first at about 12 months old. And at that point, she still was barely sitting on her own. She would wobble, fall over, which is not typical. That's about a 5-month-old's development. So we started there first. And with the help of the physiotherapist, her core muscles just like took off. She became more steady. She could sit up on her own. Just everything. It was amazing. A normal kid will usually crawl around 9 months, I think, is the typical average for a kid crawling. And she learned to crawl at about 20 months old. So it was quite delayed, but we eventually got there. And she just keeps taking off. When we sent out the information back in October helping out for funds, it had said that she wasn't walking yet, and she actually is independently walking as of November.
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah. So she is surprising you.
Yes. So right at 3.5 years, she took her first step, and that was pretty miraculous to say. So she's quite proud of herself. She's clapping.
Yes. So what would you like people to know about Kids Ability?
Kids Ability to me is like a second home, because I'm there so often. They are, in my opinion, miracle workers. They are amazing people. They are so supportive. I don't know where we would be if it wasn't for Kids Ability. We wouldn't be able to do or provide all the services that they give us on our own. If they didn't exist, I don't know where Claire would be right now.
There's a lot of emotional support there too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I feel bad for most of her therapists, because they're not only her therapists, they're kind of my therapists. They kind of have to deal with some of the stuff that the parents have to go through, or the stresses, and even just like day-to-day life that we chat about. It helps. Because they see other people all the time. They go through the same thing, and they understand and they can empathize, whereas sometimes the typical people out there just, they don't get it.
And with the progress you've seen, you actually look forward to the appointments now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. There was a few phases she went through that she wasn't quite, we'll say, excited to be there. Mm-hmm. But every time we had an appointment, I wake up and I'm like, yay, let's go. I'm so excited we get to go to another appointment. I get to chat with other adults about her progress. And just any appointment where they're there, you see, just even if it's the smallest amount of progress, it's worth it. The time that it takes is totally worth it.
And what's the next goal? What are you guys working on now?
It depends on which therapy you're talking about. We were just at OT this morning, and we were working on simple things like doing a puzzle, because she's got a little bit of ataxia in her arm, so to get like even a puzzle piece in is a challenge. We worked on isolating her finger for a pointer to work with her talker so that she can actually isolate it to hit the buttons. We worked on coloring. Holding a pencil is a big task. And we also work on self-feeding when we're there. She gets with the work on holding the spoon, getting everything in her mouth, but also the fact that she doesn't understand the idea that she needs to chew to swallow. She's not a safe eater. So, yeah, working on those kind of motor skills, too, is a big thing. And that's just one therapy. Physiotherapy, mostly we're working on right now, is transitions, steps on and off, say, a curb, or looking to where you're going, bending in place to pick an object up off the ground. And I think those are the big ones for physio right now. In speech, we are focusing mostly on AAC, so augmentative alternative communication. That she has a speech generating device. We've been hooked up with ACS that is also linked with Kids Ability, and they are the Augmentative Communication Services, and that's a government program that assesses kids and will prescribe devices that, without funding from the government, most parents wouldn't be able to afford. That's a longer waiting list. We waited 16 months to get in to see that. And we've been through the assessment, and we are actually picking up her new device to trial out tomorrow.
All right.
So we're very excited.
That's been a long wait.
It's been a long wait. It's a long time coming, but I think it'll be well worth it.
Why should people give to the Kids Can't Wait Radiothon?
If they don't have the funding, then the wait lists become longer and longer. If there's some kids that have to wait to get into speech therapy, because that seems to be very high demand, because you'll have even like typical kids that need speech therapy and they can wait, I don't even know what the wait list is, months and months and months. And if your kid can't talk or has troubles with speaking in school or even before school, that puts them at a disadvantage. They need to get in as fast as they can. And without funding, the lists just get longer.